Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
Welcome back to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. My name is Randy Engston. I'm going to be your host today, joined by Mr. Zach Columbia.
I'm back.
He is back in the saddle. What are we talking about today, Zach?
We are talking about really where you based off of what are we talking about today? We're talking about based off of where you're at in your business, what you should be focusing on.
Okay.
So if you would imagine in your mind's
paint
eye,
paint the picture. Paint us the picture.
A pyramid. On the bottom is kind of level one, and level one is where your goal really is to be profitable. A lot of gyms are not profitable. They're losing money. The owner's not paying themselves. And at this level, your goal is really where your monthly recurring revenue exceeds your base operating expenses.
Perfect.
As the owner of the business, you aren't quite a true business owner yet. You are an operator. You're self-employed. You own a job.
Yep.
Essentially, if you're not there, the business doesn't run, you know, without you. So, kind of level one is, well, what systems do we need to put in place, or structure, or framework do we need to put in place in order for us to make sure that every month, without fail, our recurring revenue is covering our expenses, and then some. The next level is really the scale level. So this is where you become more of that true business owner and you own systems within the business, right? You're developing systems, you're setting yourself up to scale. And then the third is really where you own an asset. Your business becomes an asset. You're more of an investor. You don't have to be involved unless you want to be.
Sure, by choice.
Yeah. And if you wanted to sell, you could sell.
As with selling an asset, not a business, sell not an a job, asset. Right?
Yeah. And you could sell it for a pretty significant multiple because you're not involved or tied to the day-to-day operations.
Yeah, right? It's what you hear, like a turnkey operation, right? Like somebody turnkey can come along operation. And they're buying a business that's operational without them. The new buyer having to step in and fulfill a role in the business.
Yeah. And so on the last episode, we talked about, you know, gym owners being very reactive sometimes instead of proactive. You can have, you know, we know this business. It's an infinity sign. It's good. It's bad. It's good. It's bad. It goes in waves. And a lot of times you can get caught in this short-term thinking of like, well, this month and next month, and you can't really see beyond that. Well, what about like a 5-year plan, a 7-year plan, a 10-year plan is really what we're talking about here. So if you are, which most gyms are going to fall into that, you know, first level where it's like, hey, my goal is just to make sure that every single month I'm profitable, I'm in the black. But then it's becomes, okay, well, what does that future trajectory look like? Because right now, you opened a gym, you might love being in the gym every day, but at some point, you might want to sell that.
Sure.
You might want to build, you know, wealth for your family, and you might want to be able to go ahead and exit the business and take that money and go invest in other things or retire or whatever.
I think that's important to mention now, like at this point in the conversation, right? You're at this first phase, right, where your goal is still to become profitable, you should have the end goal in sight. You should have an understanding of why you created the business in the first place, right? We always kind of joke there's a difference between the hobbyist and the business owner, or the person who takes this and treats it like a business, right? The outcomes are in alignment with the vision that they have for it, right? Most gym owners, I would agree, would say, aren't just opening up a gym because it's a place for them to go work out and hang out with friends. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's a lot of risk and a lot of, it's a very expensive start to just go have that for yourself, right? Yeah. But then once they do that, they find themselves kind of in that position, you know what I mean? Where they don't know what to do, what levers to pull, what the next goal or focus should be on.
Yep.
And breaking it down, I think that this is important to, while you identify where you are in these phases, also have in mind that end goal in sight, right? Do you want to sell the business, or are you building a business that will be an asset that's sellable? Or are you building something that can create cash flow and you keep it in your portfolio and you don't have to go to work and show up every single day? But left, right, forward, if you're listening to this podcast, I would say it's fairly safe to assume that you treat this like a business and you have one of those goals in mind. Yeah. And if you don't, this is your opportunity to take a look and make that decision for yourself, because how you go about that business from this point forward is going to be dictated through that lens.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so critical for a gym owner to recognize what phase they're in and to focus on the deliverables of that specific phase.
Good point.
This is, and the reason we would kind of compare this or use the analogy of a pyramid is because, like, you got to have that foundation in place. Mm-hmm. Each tier builds off of the other. And without it, things are just going to come crashing down. And we see that so often in our industry because, let's face it, like, there's so many gurus out there and they'll sell you something and it's like, well, how do you know that that's the thing that you should be focusing on right now today in your business to accomplish, you know, whatever the goal is for where you're currently at? Step one, level one, is if we're talking about like our recurring revenue exceeding our base operating expenses, well, what does that mean? It means really, like, if you compare it to tech, MVP, minimal viable product. So instead of us going, well, I'm going to build all the systems and all the structure, and I'm going to go put all these things in place. It's like, well, what is the minimal things framework that I need to do that I can do as fast as possible at speed to ensure that I'm profitable in my business? Because if you're not profitable, now we're going to create a bunch of issues mm-hmm. for ourselves. So instead of us jumping to level two or to level three and trying to pick these nuggets out of things, oh, I could take that and adopt it. It worked for these guys over there, or, you know, or they told me it worked. That's like the weight loss friend who's like, hey, you just need to, you know, do water fasting, or you, no. The solution is intermittent fat. No, it's ketogenic. Like, and it, oh, it's that noise. Worked for my friend. Like, yeah. It's gonna, and we know, hey, there's a lot of factors that go into like what's going to work for each individual. And so just because it worked for one gym out there or a dozen gyms out there doesn't mean that it's the right thing for you to focus on in this moment, you know?
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
So that's one of the reasons why we have our coaching programs structured the way that they're structured. And when we start with somebody, we do, you know, you do like a decade in a day call, and we're figuring out, okay, like, what is the minimal things that we need to do to make sure that you are profitable? Then we can go back and we can build upon those phases. So it's like, let's get this working.
Yep.
Let's make sure that we're successful here. It's sustainable. Now let's go and create the ability for the business to scale. Then once you have that, then we have our Iron Circle, which is really like next level thinking. How do I turn this into an asset for myself that's going to generate cash flow, income, long-term sustainable wealth, and all those things? So, you know, some gyms already have the level one. They're already profitable.
Yeah.
Many aren't, but some are. And it's like, okay, well, then we just need to go build upon that. So there's different currencies at each level, right? So like level one is the currency is money. Like you know, of course you get into this industry because you want to make a difference. You want to help people. You're passionate about fitness. But at the end of the day, like, you got to pay your bills too,
The exchange of value that takes place, right? They're paying you for that result.
And I've been in this industry for a long time, and I know most trainers do love money. And so money is really the currency at stage one. At stage two, your currency becomes time. It's how can I replicate myself across multiple coaches so that they're doing the delivery and I am able to then focus on the business more instead of in the business. I'm less of an operator. I'm more of an owner, and I can create the ability to scale. And then when you get to the top, it's freedom, right? Sure. Like that's the currency is freedom. I can go take a trip if I want to. Like I'm on here today because Tim's out of town because he just up and decided like, hey, I'm going to go take my daughter to this concert, boy band concert, you know,
in LA.
I think he was having an amazing time. I'm sure he was.
He had a great time, I'm sure,
with the family. But at that level, you can just go and do that.
Sure.
And a lot of gym owners too just can't even see themselves being able, like they can't even comprehend that. I was talking to Tim late last week and he was like, dude, you have more freedom than almost all the gym owners that we know. The majority of gym owners, he's like, you can just up and go, like, cause we have the systems and the structures in place. So not only does Tim have that freedom, but as the director, I have that freedom. And then we've got the staff underneath and it's like, if anything happens, I lose that freedom, but Tim doesn't lose that freedom.
Insulation in a way.
There's insulation in a way.
And there's something that you're speaking to. It's like leverage, right? You know, money gives you so much, you can leverage money to get to a certain point, but if you don't have the systems for the next scaling phase, right, you need to leverage your staff structure. Like you said, you need to replicate yourself and put people in the seat to run those systems to then be able to provide that scale. One of the important things here to remember is, like, you know, you as the owner of the business have the choice of doing any of those, but
But have the choice.
But yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. It's a choice, not a requirement, yeah. right? And, you know, just to be clear with, you know, everyone listening, when we say, you know, you're building a business, like you should treat it like a business. If you if you get to a point where you have that scalability and ultimately you can get to that point where you have an asset, you have ultimate choice on where and what you want to do with that business, if at all. And I don't think there is a right or a wrong answer for how you want to go about your business at that level, but everybody should still focus on getting to that level for, you know what I mean? Before, and I think that gym owners sell themselves short quite often and find themselves stuck in deliverable because they're afraid to leverage a team or create the systems that the team operates, you know, on a day-to-day basis. We get stuck in that cyclical, I got to be the guy.
Well,
or my client's coach, you know, they want to work with me type of thing. And that is, in my opinion, it's a little bit of a small frame thought, you know what I mean, when it comes to, even if you got into this business to help change lives, how many more lives can you change if you have the ability to go, maybe you reach that point where you have an asset, you know, do you open another location? Do you leverage that freedom into another business or idea or something like that, right? But I think you can have both. You can make a big impact while also serving yourself and your family along the way.
You can open it. You kind of open a can of worms here because it is much easier to do the task yourself than to train people.
Sure.
To do the task. Not only is, if you take pride in your work and in your brand and all that, it's even harder emotionally. So not only do you have the skill set to then go and teach the coach, develop the coach to deliver, you know, quality product, but then they're never going to do it the way, you know, exactly the way that you do it, or you're probably never going to feel as though they can do it better, with the exception of like some special individuals. And so, you know, you might luck out and you might get that one coach where you're like, wow, that coach is better than me. We've had that numerous times here, but everybody's got strengths and weaknesses, and that's what makes the world go round. People yeah. are different. And so like you might, as the gym owner, might have a, you know, maybe technically you're better, but you know, you might hire a coach that is a little bit more outgoing or is better at connecting with the clients, or maybe it's the opposite. And it's like, well, I hired this coach and they're super technical, but I got to train them up on the, you know, the
soft skills,
skills, the emotional intelligence side of things. And then it's like, well, do you as the gym owner have the ability to do that? Lindsay in our Iron Circle, she has the, you know, a leadership circle. So she's coaching the gym owners and the staff separately, on these things, on these skills and these ability to train the staff. But not only do you as a business owner have to develop the coach, but you yourself have to develop the skill to develop the coach, which is why I say, hey, it's much easier for you to just go do the delivery yourself, go do the task yourself. But that's where the systems come in place. And that's why you have to have certain things developed and rock solid before you build upon it. Because if you don't, then you find yourself just things crumble and you find yourself getting sucked back in.
You mentioned through that, I was listening, you kind of identify that when those, it's not the same things or skill sets from phase one to phase two and phase two to phase three, right? And so as you, the gym owner listening, When you're focused on getting that, just solidifying that foundation, right? Getting the delivery, having that minimal viable product, right? A lot of that work and skill set is the delivery of the product, is the programming, the training, being able to just facilitate that.
Yeah.
Then when you reach that next phase, it's leadership skills, right? It's the ability to duplicate yourself or be able to like you said, train yourself in a way that you now know you can lead a team as opposed to just being the one to pick up and do the work, right? And then obviously the leverage that comes with the business as an asset. You've got a whole different skill set, right? That could be tax strategy. It could be a million different things when it comes, you know, what I'm going to do with the revenue and the money and that type of thing. But they go hand in hand. And I think that gym owners also get confused on what they should be focused on in each of those phases, right? You know, if you find yourself where you're trying to scale, don't run back and don't go pick up all those extra sessions because you're worried about the capital coming in. That's a rat race. You're always going to be the guy that's you're constantly putting yourself back in the seat doing the work without developing the team that can actually carry the torch forward type of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a big takeaway thing for a lot of gym owners is being able to identify where you are, what is the needs and what I should work on right now, what are the skill sets needed at this phase, and then as you progress, right, always be willing to continue your level of education and your understanding of what's needed to continue that path forward.
Yeah.
It's not the same things that got you here that's going to get you where you need to go type of thing, you know?
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Well, and that's why it's challenging. Like so if we're talking about a coach, a staff member, like I could hire a coach, I could develop that coach. Let's say they're mediocre, right? Like they come in, I like the kid, like they've got good heart and there's potential there. And I work really hard to coach that coach up to standard. Now they've been with me for 2 years and I'm like, all right, I'm going to have you take over sales. Well, they're a great coach, but I didn't train them in sales.
No, yeah. No skill set there.
So
yeah.
Now there's this gap there and I got to go back. I got to train them on the sales process and I got to develop them to do the sales. And there's going to be like, man, that coach was phenomenal as a coach. They're really frustrating me on the sales side of things because they haven't developed that skill set yet. But the same exact thing exists for you as the gym owner. It every single level of the business. So yeah, you come in and you're like, man, I'm a great coach. I'm going to open a gym. And now instead of just coaching, there's this gap there of like, well, I got to learn how to do the sales. I got to learn how to do the marketing. I got to learn how to do the automation and the legal and now you have skin in the game, a lot of skin in the game. So like the learning curve is pretty steep. Like you better learn to do those things really quickly, but who's coaching you to do those things?
That's a good point.
Who's the one that's highlighting to you, hey, going back to our pyramid, here's where you're at. Here's what you need to focus on right now. Let's not waste any time. Fix this, fix this, fix this. Once you're done, then the things will be in place for us to progress to the next tier. Then we can teach you the next level. Then you can teach and you can continue to level up. And so the same way that you wouldn't expect that coach, well, maybe you would, but now that I'm saying it, you won't. You can't expect that coach just because they're a good coach to be a great salesperson. Mm-hmm. Well, just because you started a gym, you can't expect yourself to be phenomenal at running a business without somebody developing you to be great at running a business. Nobody starts that way. That's just, that's life. We're all here. We're all going. And so what you have to do is you have to find the person, right? Or the people or the group that has already gone through that and been through the trials and the tribulation and they develop the path and it's like, okay, well now just teach me and, help me get there faster and avoid a lot of the mistakes.
Headache and the expenses.
A lot of the expenses, right? So,
well, I think that's awesome, and I think the biggest thing is, right, being able to identify what your immediate need for the business is, phase wise, and then being able to pair that with the skill sets that support, you know, progressing through that phase and being able to step into the next one. Obviously, this is, you know, these are the concepts that we coach to in our coaching programs all the way up through to the Iron Circle. But part of it is the identification, you know what I mean? And to your point, being able to bring somebody in that has created a level of success that you aspire to have. So I'll just like soft plug there for our Springboard program. But if you need help with that, there's a link in the show notes. That's what we do. Starting with the identification, right? Where is your business? What is the immediate needs? Can we build a scalable business on the foundation that you've started to create, and then go from there, right? And so, anything else you want to?
Well, I'll just plug Iron Circle too, because maybe you do have the systems that are allowing you to scale, but you don't know how to turn that into indestructible wealth, or you're not sure what the next step is. We have a lot of gyms that we help that will get all this time, right? Like they'll implement the systems and they're at the scale phase, and it's like, wow, my currency is time. And they're right at like the freedom threshold, and like, I don't know what to do with this freedom. I don't know what to do with this time that I just bought back. And so if you're in that seat, right, you're at just a little bit higher level, or I shouldn't even say higher level, but further along in the process, it's like, well, if you don't know what's next, then, you know, we can help you with that.
There you go.
So, yep.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, take a look at your business. Obviously, identify where you are in the three phases that we discussed here. Identify the needs of the business in order to get to that next phase. And for yourself, right, what are the skill sets that you need to develop yourself in order to be able to not only reach the next phase, but to be able to bring your team along with it, to be able to lead them, to make them, you know, dangerous in their positions, so that ultimately you are creating that level of freedom for yourself as a business owner. Because that should be the goal. That should absolutely be the goal. You know, and with that being said, at any point, you could always walk in and train a session. You could always shake hands and kiss babies type of thing. You know what I mean? I think there's a stigma around some of it, right? Where it becomes impersonal, or you're so removed that you lose touch of the reason you got started. But I think that's when you're in that position, you realize how much more opportunity you have with that. It's not a requirement every single day. It's a choice.
Yeah.
And so, excuse me, with that being said though, look at your own business, define where where you're at, where you need to go, and what it's going to take to get there. And that's it for this episode. We'll see you in the next episode. Keep changing lives.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.